Saskatchewan Roughriders head coach Craig Dickinson described the Labor Day Classic as a beauty, one of the funnest and one of the most enjoyable he has experienced. I think most Rider fans would describe the game as gut-twisting. The Riders won the September 3 game against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 32-30. Jake Dolagala had an excellent game. His 326 yards passing was striking, but I thought his decision-making, no interceptions, and accuracy, 22 for 39 passing, were more impressive. He maintained his poise through the whole game. 2 weeks ago against BC, Dickinson had said Dolagala was a little nervous late in the game. On Sunday night, he said Dolagala was less nervous and was at his best at the end of the game. He attributed it to the extra start, the additional playing time, and his comfort level with his receivers. Dolagala was great in overtime with difficult throws to Jamal Morrow going down the middle and to Sean Bain on the two-point convert. For the Morrow pass, Dolagala saw there was little room, but he threw it. There was even less room on the pass to Bain. Dolagala said he thought he made the right read, but it was a very small window as the defender undercut the route and he needed to make a perfect throw. He said if you saw it from his angle, he should not have thrown it. Dickinson had an interesting comment on Dolagala's success. He said offensive coordinator Kelly Jeffrey did a good job of calling plays that suit Dolagala's skills. Cornerback Nick Marshall was involved in the action all game. He intercepted early in the game when he jumped a curl to inside receiver Rashid Bailey. He said film study and believing his eyes led him on the play. On the replay, you could see Marshall leave his man open to go inside. Caleros could not have expected him to go to Bailey. Later in the game, Dickinson was talking with him as an agitated Marshall came off the field. Dickinson said he was reeling in an emotional Marshall and reinforcing that the team needs him. Late in the fourth quarter, Marshall made the second most important defensive play of the game when he knocked down the second down pass intended for Kenny Lawler. A completion would have had the Bombers rolling with time to score. He said from film study that the play was the main route the Bombers ran in that situation. Being a vet, he knew what was coming. He said he made sure not to grab Lawler as he went up to knock away the pass. The most important defensive play saw rookie defensive back Jackson Ford tip the Bombers' two-point convert pass in overtime and end the game. He said he was blitzing from the outside with his end beside him. The Riders actually sent seven rushers at Caleros. Ford timed it brilliantly, waiting a half second so he was unblocked coming at Caleros. He saw Caleros look his way and he jumped up. He said his vertical at the combine was 36 and a half. He may not have been that high, but with his arms fully extended, he was high enough. The most important coaching decisions of the game may have been made by Mike O'Shea on a pair of punts where the Riders scored singles. On the first, the Bombers could have taken a Rider no yards penalty and started at the 30-yard line. By declining the penalty, they started at the 40. He said it meant they started 10 yards further upfield and shortened the distance to field goal range from 35 yards to 25 yards. I think if he has that option in the future, he will take the penalty and avoid the single. On the second, it was late in the game and there was no penalty and the Bombers would have been pinned very deep if they had not given up the single. He said he would take the single anytime in that situation. I agree, it was the right call. I will save comments on Pete Richardson's cheap shot on Caleros for next week. O'Shea has the same knack as Dickinson of being able to sum up a game. He said the Riders made one more play than them. The Banjo Bowl rarely goes well for the Riders. The Bombers rarely lose two games in a row. Robertson will be suspended for the game. Once again, the odds are against the Riders. Bill Selnes, who's based in Melfort, has written about the Saskatchewan Roughriders since the late 1970s. He was inducted into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, Football Reporters of Canada Wing on November 24, 2013.